And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You are here with your host, Rain, and I will be with you with a list of upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver for the next hour. You have the next hour with me. I got a lot of special things prepared for today's show. Most primarily, I got to say it first, because I know a lot of people are expecting it. We're going to be giving out a pair of tickets to see the Wailers next week on February 23rd. The show is next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom. But we're going to be giving out a pair of tickets today. And guess what? We're going to give up, since we like giving out pair of tickets so much, we're going to give out a pair of tickets next week as well to see the Wailers. And not only that, but I got a special, two special interviews I lined up for both today and next week. This week, hopefully in about 15 minutes, we're going to have Mr. Shane Phillips. Phillip from BC, incredible multi-instrumentalist. He'll be giving us a call in, and he's going to be opening up for the Wailers, who will be on my show next week. So if you wanted to tune in to listen to an interview of the Wailers, that's next weekend. Shane Phillips will be today, and I highly recommend talking about both, listening to both, because it's always good times. And I'm giving out a pair of tickets on every single show. But to get things rolling on Sounds of the City Radio, I'm gonna play you one. It's by quote unquote Carnival Time Johnson, and this is the song Carnival Time. You listen to it on Sounds of the City. And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. We heard Carnival Time Johnson, and the song was called Carnival Time. I got that off of an eclectic mix of, it's called Galactic. It's called Carnival Electricos. Electrikos. Yeah, Carnival Electrikos. That's what the compilation is called. And I played a few good tunes from that to get the vibes up, to keep the people happy for this time on early Friday morning, 10 a.m. Sounds of the City, a show for promoting upcoming live concerts. And as always, I got a few planned to promote for you guys today. On March 8th, we got no other than the King himself. Not Elvis, but the next best king, I guess. B.B. King, he's going to be playing at River Rock Casino, and I've always been a fan of B.B. King, especially this one particular song that he sung with Eric Clapton. It was called Riding with the King.
Mississippi when I was 10 years old, with a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just above waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Yeah. World of Wine is back in town for the 35th annual Vancouver International Wine Festival, February 25th to March 3rd. 55 amazing events featuring 175 wineries from 15 countries. Don't miss the latest and greatest vintages. Tickets on sale now at vanwinefest.ca.
Catch the Maximum Cavalera Tour, Soulfly with guests Insight and Wadi Kong. February 21st at Venue. Tickets at unionevents.com, Scrape Records, or Ticketmaster. I see the red sea party from
Domain. I see the desert clouds lit up. And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Rain. It's 10 past 10, and in approximately 5 minutes, we're going to have Mr. Shane Phillips call in. Philip, call in, and we're going to have a brief chat with him. He's an interesting musician, multi-instrumentalist. It has such a variety of styles that I don't even know how to classify him. I'll talk to him more about that, and hopefully he can find a way to classify himself, because anything from slow romantic songs on a guitar to deep spiritual music on the didgeridoo to a crazy high-energy dance party in a live show, like, I really don't know what to expect. Well, I got three songs queued for you from Shane Phillips. Let's take a listen to... Well, I'm debating whether I should play a singer-songwriter or a bit more of a jam one. Let's play one of his Bob Marley covers, Exodus, and then hopefully we'll be back and Mr. Shane Phillips will be on air with us. If not, we'll play more music from him. But you're listening to Exodus on Sounds of the City.
Oh, your people. Movement of 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 your people.
Welcome back to Sounds of the City, everybody. The song we just heard was by Mr. Shane Phillip, and the song was a cover, Bob Marley cover, and it was called Exodus, as you guys all heard in the chorus. I will be giving out a pair of tickets to see Shane Phillip and the Wailers next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom. So if you have a phone number, a pen and paper, write down this phone number, and get ready for when I say to call in, and then when you call in, third caller wins a pair of tickets to see the show. If you don't win this week, it's okay. You'll get another pair of tickets next week as well. The number is 604-822-2487, but do not call in yet. Let's have a chat with Mr. Shane Phillip first, and let's figure out what his music is all about. Shane, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I am good. Sorry, apparently I got you. You're on tour, and you're constantly driving around, and thank you so much for giving me your time. I know it was such a short notice.
Oh, no problem at all. That's great.
So you're going to be playing, opening up for the Wailers next week. Well, you've opened up for many fantastic bands. Like, I remember I personally saw you in the summer for Tits and the Maytals. Are you nervous for the show? Like, is it, like, you've been
performing? Oh, no, I'm not nervous at all. I'm excited for the show. Like, I've opened for the Wailers once before as well, and it's amazing playing for a band that I've listened to all my life, you know, and I know their songs better than I know my own songs, really, you know, so it's just a real big honor to play there. So it's not a nervousness, it's more of an excitement, and to play the Commodore, too. I mean, the Commodore is a great venue, so.
What are we going to expect? Because when I listen to your music, I have samples of you playing guitar and singing a melodic song, or I have samples of you drumming and playing the didj at the same time. Like, your music is all over the place. Like, what can one expect at the party, at the event?
Oh, they can expect it to be all over the place there too, you know. So, like, what I try to do is mix it up, like, because I come from, I'm a singer-songwriter first and foremost, but I also like to play the didj, you know, and I'm a groove junkie, so, like, I'll be all over the map with style, so, you know, and people generally like to bounce around to my music regardless, you know, because there's a really strong kick drum happening, and even to the slower songs, so it's usually a really good party.
How did you end up learning? So, from what you play percussion, you play drums, you play didj, you play what instruments do you play, and how did you end up playing so many different instruments?
Well, it's a lot to do with being a recluse. And when I was living in Smithers, BC, there was no real bands that I was playing with. I lived out in the country, and I had a didgeridoo, and I just gotten it, and I was inspired to play it by a guy that showed me how to play it on Quadra Island, and so I was the only didgeridoo player, and I had a guitar, and I had a drum kit, so I wanted to express my songs, so I just kind of developed my own one-man show, you know, and it ended up developing over time to what it is now, but boy, it sure saves a lot on band politics and trying to get people together, and it makes it a lot easier, you know, so playing just by myself, I really enjoy it now.
Tell me what inspires you to create music, because I know you're a very conscious person in this world, and you have a lot of activism, as I found through your website and through your live shows. What's the main inspiration for you creating your music?
I think my main inspiration is just my home, like where I live on Vancouver Island. I live, you know, right on a river. It's on a whitewater river with running trails and lots of wilderness, and I've always been in, you know, I've always come alive when I get out in the forest, you know, and in the woods and in the mountains and in the oceans. And so Mother Nature is my biggest inspiration. And then human nature as well, you know, like my family, my growing, I have a 3.5-year-old boy. He's growing up, and he's a huge inspiration to me, as well as a little bit musically from other people, but mostly just my own life and the people around me.
I read through your website that since 2005, you've been a nonstop, full-time touring artist.
Yeah.
But you've been playing music way longer than that. What was the delay?
Well, I was dabbling in it. You know, I never thought I could really take it seriously and make a living playing it. And so I was an athlete for a while. I was racing cross country ski racing, and then I had a kayaking school, and then I got into school teaching. So I did all these things I really enjoyed. And then I just decided at one point just to dive into something I was completely passionate about and see where it takes me. You know, and it's good. I was lucky to succeed right away with it, and so it's just kept me going for, I think I'm 8 or 9 years into it now. So,
well,
yeah,
it doesn't stop any of us from dancing, that's for sure. This might be a question people might have already asked you, and I don't know if you're going to take offense to it or not, but I'll ask anyways, because you know we're a campus radio station, and we say what we want. Lot of people. Has anyone ever asked you if you're similar to, or told you that you're similar to Xavier Rudd?
And what
Okay,
sure I do,
so
yeah.
what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think it's funny because I was probably about a year into performing before I discovered him, or before people would tell me there's this guy out there, and then I finally heard what he does, and I saw what he looks like, and it's like, wow, we're so similar. It's like that was kind of a sheer coincidence, eh? So. But I guess that's a good. I mean, I'm happy. I'm flattered to be compared, you know. And I get compared almost more to people like Ben Harper or John Butler. To be honest, like musically, I think I'm more similar to them. The setup looks a lot like Xavier Rudd's, I suppose, with all the ditches and things. So, yeah. I mean, I find it. He's great. So it's kind of an honor, you know. I think he's fantastic. Right?
When you go to perform a concert, do you primarily focus on what the crowd wants to hear or what you want to play? Let me rephrase my question. I went to an Xavier Rudd concert a couple years back, expecting to have a very high dance energy show. And what we got in return was, what me and pretty much the crowd got in return was a very more slow, more him on a guitar, no drums kind of show. And we all kind of left thinking, well, it was a good show. He performed well, but it wasn't what we wanted. And so, but like the question came, I'm like, well, is it what I want or is it what he wants to play? Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's got to be a combination of both, eh? I mean, it's important for an artist, I think, to stretch and to be able to explore all the facets of what they do, right? So I struggle with that all the time. Like I played a dance in Revelstoke last night, and you know, I didn't do 100% crazy drum and ditch songs. Like I would do a few of them and then I would throw in some ballads and some slower things, listenable songs. And I think mixing it up for me anyway is the best way. So I get a little bit of what I want and then the crowd gets what they want as well, you know. So, I mean, there's nothing better than seeing, at the Commodore, 1,000 people bouncing up and down. I mean, that's such a high in itself, you know. But I might follow that up completely with a slow ballad that sort of highlights the singer-songwriter. And because, you know, I think both Xavier Rudd and I, look, we have messages in our music, and all songwriters do, right? And I want it to be appreciated maybe for more than just the visceral quality. I want it to be, you know, people to hear the lyrics and appreciate what I'm talking about as well. So I think it's got to be a balance.
So are we going to get a good balance of dance music and good lyrics on the 23rd? I hope.
Yeah, I mean, probably you're going to get. And a lot of my dance music is lyrical as well. Like, you know, I sing about Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and but it's, you know, it's pretty upbeat with a serious topic. So you're going to get probably 75% of my set is going to be, you know, crazy tribal, primal, primitive dance, and then 25 is going to be the, you know, ballad type songs, I would say.
Well, let's listen to a ballad one. I got connections queued up. Do you want to be the DJ and introduce your own song?
Oh yeah, well, this song I wrote when I was in Toronto on a street. You know, I was watching people walking around with cell phones, and just everybody was staring down at their hands, looking at their cell phones. And I thought, this is really odd, you know. And then I'm looking at myself, and I'm on my cell phone. So the hypocrisy of it is that I do it all the time too. So I just wanted to kind of draw a comparison between that and the life that I'm trying to live, you know, in nature, running in the forest and things like that. So it's just kind of it's about how those two interact in life these days.
Well, let's listen to the lyrics of Mr. Shane Phillip, and we'll see him live next week, February 23rd, at the Commodore Ballroom, where he will be opening up for the Wailers at the Commodore. Shane, thank you so much for calling in. And if you guys want a pair of tickets to see the show, call in now, 604-822-2487. Third caller wins. And you listen to Connections by Shane Phillips.
Thank you.
running through the forest, exhilarated, my mind and my body's one, following a mountain stream, senses are alive, anxiety subsiding, and I think it's so important that I never let go. It's my link to Mother Nature. That's the link to my soul. Where do we go when life's so much like a teeter-totter? Water sometimes seems so crazy, on its way to sinking level. Down a busy city street, electronic leashes tethered proudly to our hands, feeling so in touch with this world, but sadly disconnected from the land. And I think it's so important that we never lose control. It's our link to Mother Nature. That's the link to our soul.
Let's listen to, first of all, I want to give a big congratulations to Mr. Mark T for winning a pair of tickets to see Shane Phillip and the Wailers next week at the Commodore Ballroom next Saturday, February 23rd. I want to play you one more song. I will get to the rest of my show for sure, but I want to play another song by Shane Phillip, and the reason why I want to play this one is because it's just entirely different from anything else I've played today, and I just want to give you I want you to understand the variety of the mix that you're going to be expecting to hear on the 23rd at the Commodore. This is a live recording. It's just a jam that he does with himself. Check it out.
Yeah.
And that was Shane Phillip. It's a jam that he had in Quadra Island, I think, at his hometown, I think. Don't quote me on that one. I think I might have just made that one up. But either way, it was great to have Shane on the phone. He was parked in a parking lot somewhere, and he's going to be driving to Vancouver soon because he's going to be opening up for the Wailers February 23rd at the Commodore Ballroom. Thanks for all those who called in to get a pair of tickets. I'm sorry, we only had one pair to give out today. But next week, I promise there'll be another pair. And you will enjoy listening to my show because I'll be giving out the other pair. And the lucky winner might be you. Sorry I couldn't give out as many free pair of tickets as I wanted. But, you know, life's not all that great all the time. But carrying on with the rest of the show, March 28th, Matt Mays is playing at the Commodore Ballroom, and I got his latest album out. It's called Coyote, done by Sonic Records, and it came out in 2012. And the song that I want to play you is the first off of his track. It's called Indio. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City.
Yeah. Hey there. My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We're an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
And welcome back to Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Rain. For those of you who just tuning in, you guys missed out on a whole bunch of good things. We just had a chat with Shane Phillip and promotion of his upcoming show at the Commodore Ballroom opening up for the Whalers next week. Once again, if you missed out on tickets for that, next week I'll be giving out another pair of tickets to see the Whalers. If it's your first time tuning in to Sounds of the City, my show is dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in Vancouver. And if you want a list of upcoming concerts, and if you ever have any recommendations or think of musicians that I should promote on my show, find me on Facebook at Sounds of the City Music. You'll find me. It's a black circular logo with the word Sounds of the City in it, and it's obvious when you go inside it says CITR, so there's only one of us around. So find me there and send me a request, or call me at 604-822-2487. I answer there too, or you can call my phone number at 778-994-1909. I just gave out my number on air. I wonder who's gonna call my phone now. Probably no one. But the song you just heard was Indio by Matt Mays, and March 28th, he's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Yes, sir, he will. The song Indio was from his 2012 release, Coyote. Who else is coming on 2 days after March 28th, which is March 30th in my book? We have the old school band, the ska band, The Specials. Yes, they're back to life, and they're going to be playing a show March 30th at the Vogue Theater, which I'm sure everyone of the ska community is totally stoked about, and they have valid reasons to be stoked about, especially once I play you the song called Concrete Jungle, and you're like, what? I can't believe they're coming to town. I don't have a pair of tickets to give to that for that away, but you should go see the show, because life is good when you see shows. This one's called Concrete Jungle. It's by The Specials. You listen to it on Sounds of the City.
Chased by the man.
And the song you just heard was Concrete Jungle. You already knew that by the specials. Yes, they're going to be playing in the Vogue Theater March 30th. And I was just looking at the album cover. Did you know that the specials album titled The Specials was produced in 1980 by no other than Elvis Costello? The things you learn in life. The things you learn in life. The next band I want to play is a band called The Cat Empire. For those of you who know me know that I love this band. Anyhow, they don't really have an upcoming show up yet, even though I know they're going to play in Vancouver sometimes late spring, early summer. So they technically do have an upcoming show. But I figure you're on your drive to work or you're already there and then you want some good music. Here's a live version of In My Pocket, since it's just good times.
Thank you.
And the song you just heard was The Cat Empire with this song. It's by The Cat Empire, sorry. It's by The Cat Empire, and the song is called In My Pocket. It was off of a 2004 live recording done in France, even though the band is from Australia. No, they do not have an upcoming concert up. I just felt like playing some tunes from them because I enjoy them. But who does have an upcoming concert on 420, April 20th, is no other than Chaos, who's going to be creating some chaos at the Commodore Ballroom on April 20th. And I want to play you one off of his Joyous Rebellion album, which, if I haven't mistaken, was the album that made Chaos into the chaos that we currently know. It dates all the way back to 2004, but it still is good music, is always good music. And let's listen to one. It's called MC Murder. Or Murder, I don't know how you want to call it.
Landed. All right, send a search party out. Don't get caught up on this planet, man. These humans are crazy. Just don't even show them your microphones, because then you know what? They want to give you a record deal, and then you end up dead, you know what I mean? It's like body snatchers. But you know what? We love hip-hop. Stop. Please stop, please. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Holding my raps, Odin is golden and black. Extolling virtues of rabid monkeys riding my back. I see them falling, doing commercials and balling. I'm not a hater, but she's closing the gate and we stalling. Woke up in the early morning, I heard a voice that showed me the things to come and told me I had a choice to build it. 300 cubits by 50 cubits, drinking, thinking I'm stupid, but deep in my heart I knew it. Money and fame could lead to MC murder. You think you can't escape, but you can't take it any further. You call it writer's block, but you stop because the vine is empty. Hip hop's not dead, it's really the mind of the MC. It's all around me, it's MC murder. Though God has found me, I thought I heard the sound of a thousand angels. It's the sound of danger. Know myself, but I'm still a stranger. MC Murder, MC Murder. I'll be damned if I do, and damned if I don't. My soul won't allow me to fake on the phone. Rocking the chrome, another seed gets sown. Anonymous, I'm hailing from parts that's unknown. I look to the heavens above to spread love, but MCs keep faking, hoping to make the bacon. Man is mistaken, cause who we are is not physical, very mystical with the mind non-typical, but they want the cash flow. They steady scheming for the number one spot. These MCs, they won't last though. I really feel somebody's watching me from the furthest star and telling us who we are in this universe. We like a speck of dust, you can't expect to trust. Man is living for the lust. Everybody wants the eye in the sky to come and save us, but maybe the planet itself will terminate us with a. It's all around me, it's MC Murder. Though God has found me, I thought I heard the sound of a thousand angels. It's the sound of danger. Know myself, but I'm still a stranger. MC Murder, MC Murder. It's all around me, it's MC Murder. Though God has found me, I thought I heard the sound of a thousand angels. It's the sound of danger. Know myself, but I'm still a stranger. MC Murder, MC Murder. Oh no, no, no.
And that was MC Murder by Chaos. And once again, that was off of his album Joyous Rebellion 2004. Once again, he's going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on April the 20th. So make sure you get tickets for that. Very shortly, we'll be with Dorothy with Stereo Blues. And that is it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Tune in next week for more ticket giveaways to the Wailers and potentially more shows. You never know what's going to come up next. Always tune into Sounds of the City because I promote upcoming live concerts and I always give out a pair of tickets to see some of the shows. And so those are only two good reasons why you can start listening to the show. There's a million reasons once you actually start listening to the show, because my listeners do know. I'm going to leave you with the same CD that I started off with, a Carnival Electricos CD that I found here lying in the station. And the song that I'm going to leave you with is, it's called Out on the Street by Cyril and even Neville, if I pronounced their last names correctly. Until next week, same time, 10 a.m., stay safe. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, but if you do, love it.
I don't want to change the world. I only want to stop pretending.
My bad, I pressed the wrong. 2 and 3, they're just so close to each other. It's easy to fuck them up. Oops, I already said the F word once today. Okay, I'll stop talking. This is one more time. The song is called Out on the Street. It's by Cyril and Ivan Neville, however you pronounce his name.
Better.
Some folks concerned, y'all, but it ain't gonna bother me. Well, everybody knows that it's time to go. Ain't no time to sleep. Gotta get out in the street. Drums are drumming, hear the rhythm of a tambourine. Oh, Rambo's blazing, my flag boy raising, raising up his flag for me. Hey, Lord, everybody knows that it's time to go. Ain't no time to sleep, gotta get out in the street.
catch Natalie McMaster April 2nd when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver Centennial Theatre. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheatre.com. Tickets are now on sale.
Despite the fact that 8 in 10 Canadians are against warrantless and costly online spying, the government remains stubborn, set to cement this scheme into law. With their huge PR budget, they've unleashed a reckless and irresponsible campaign that suggests warrantless collection of our private data is on par with a phone book. We can't let them trick Canadians. Go to www.openmedia.ca now to find out what you can do to get involved and stop this smoke and mirrors campaign the government has started.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen, with a light blue hue to them, fresh and juicy, ready for the picking. I want to bite into that plum and let the juice spill down my chin. You know what I mean?
CITR Campus Radio. Can you feel it?
I can feel it down in my plums. They're getting a nice bluish hue, getting ready to take them to the farmer's market. Special two plums for one.